Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. This song is called Green Onions. You can hear it, can't you? You almost smell them, can't you? Green Onions. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving Day. We're having a great time here on the Small Business Advocate Show, talking about different things and being thankful for what we have. I'm thankful for our good friend Tamar Jacoby. She's been a great member of our Brain Trust now for, golly, coming up on 9 years that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She is our immigration expert in the Brain Trust. She's the president of ImmigrationWorksUSA.org, right, Tamar?
That's correct, and I'm thankful to be here.
Hell, I'm glad you're here. We're so happy that you're part of our world tomorrow. We've been talking about the connection between Thanksgiving and immigration. You can't have one without the other, can you? You can't really have Thanksgiving in America without a connection to immigration.
Well, and every immigrant wave, it's one of the first things they do, right? It's one of the first things they absorb here. You go to any immigrant neighborhood and people get Thanksgiving. You know, the rest of the year they're probably eating their own ethnic food, and when they take Christmas over, if they do, they do that their own way. And if they, you know, lots of the other things about America they absorb, they kind of have their own tradition. Thanksgiving is all new to them always, and it's always about them. It's about people arriving here and being grateful to be here. I mean, you can't separate it from the immigration experience.
Well, exactly. I mean, think about it. That's what the first Thanksgiving was all about, right? They were thankful just to literally be alive.
Exactly.
Because over half of them were dead.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so we do that, but I fear that we sometimes take it for granted. Those of us who have plenty, those of us who have long tap roots in America. My forebear goes back to 1735. You have a forebear on the Mayflower, don't you?
I do. Well, I have a mixed heritage. I have people who came on the Mayflower, and I have people who arrived as immigrants in the Great Ellis Island Wave in the 1880s.
Right.
So I don't know if that really helps me see both sides, but on the good days when I remember it, it helps me see both sides.
Well, people like you and me have to be careful, though, I think, that we don't take it for granted.
I think everybody has to be careful they don't take it for granted.
Yeah.
I mean, people in general, right? I mean, in general in life, right, you notice the things that make you upset, and you always take for granted the things that make you happy. I mean, we kick ourselves every day to remember the things that make us happy.
So there are plenty of people, millions of people in America right now, human beings, who are here they're undocumented, they're illegals, whatever term you want to use. And what do you think their Thanksgiving is like right now?
Well, you know, I think. The unauthorized, they both live. Who knows, right?
Are they more thankful than frightened?
A, they're probably working today, right? Because most of them are here to work.
Right.
So most of them are probably doing some job that means they have to work today. Not everybody, not the people who work in a meat processing plant. I'm sure those are closed on Thanksgiving or a construction job. So the ones working in hospitality, they're probably there washing the dishes today.
Yeah.
So they're here to work. And I think, you know, they live, it's a mix of you know, settled lives. I mean, some of them have been here 20 years. Some of them have kids who've never been home to the original country. Some of them surely feel quite comfortable here. But it's also true that at any given time, the police can stop you because you're driving.
Right.
You have a taillight out, and one thing can lead to another before that you know it, you're being deported. There's part of the immigrants' rights movement that says we shouldn't deport anyone. I don't think that's true. I think we have to have the capacity, if there are people here who are committing crimes, to deport them. But we do have a crazy system where a lot of the people who we really, you know, need to come here and work, and we are glad to have working here, where we don't afford them the decency of being legal, and then they do live at least to some degree in fear.
Is there going with all the, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past about the immigration reform bills that are floating around, or sentiments maybe I should say, they're floating around Washington, D.C. these days. You and I most recently have talked about the fact that there was probably nothing going to happen with Obamacare imploding as it is. Does that make it more likely or less likely that there'll be an immigration bill in the presidency of Obama?
I think there's a chance that I know that House Republicans are still, especially leadership, are very aware that their political future and that the country needs it, and their political future is dependent ultimately on putting this issue behind us. So you think they could
be driving that debate next year?
Exactly. And they could. I think there's an awareness among leadership that they can't just talk about Obamacare all year long.
Yeah.
That there are going to be waves of disaster with Obamacare when they will need and want to talk about it, but then there'll be times in between the waves.
They need a pro issue to balance out the con issue, don't they?
Exactly. And maybe immigration will be it, and maybe not. I mean, there's no guarantee yet. But I'm not betting my house that it won't happen. I'm certainly not betting my house that it will happen.
Yeah.
But I think there is a chance that it can happen next year.
But the problem with immigration is there's so many. I mean, and the big thing is the path to citizenship, right?
But Republicans are coming to an answer on that. The Republicans in the House, their answer is, there's no bill yet, but you hear it from just enough people that you know it's kind of a growing consensus, is path to legal status.
Right.
Not citizenship, but work.
Hold on to that thought, because I'm going to ask you to give us a little more clarity on that after these messages, folks. Tamar Jacoby, I told you we'd get smarter when Tamar joined us. Tamar Jacoby is president of Immigration Works USA. She and I will be right back. Tintail, happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.